الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. My dear respected brothers and elders and mothers and sisters listening at home, it is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His infinite blessings, one of His blessings and one of His bounties is the bounty of special seasons and special places, wherein the rewards of good deeds are multiplied to such extent only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these days, these months, these special seasons, they come throughout the year. We see them time and time again. For example, if you just look during the week, the most virtuous day during the week is the day of Friday. If you look at some of the most virtuous days during the entire year, we see the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. From amongst the most virtuous nights of the entire year, we all know of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, greater than 1,000 months. Similarly, one of the greatest months, the most virtuous month from the entire year, is the month of Ramadan, the month that we are currently passing through. And during these special times, during these special seasons, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, which is limitless, has no limit, my dear brothers. Just to get a grasp of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided it into 100 parts. And He has kept 99 parts to Himself, and just one portion of this mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down into this world, into this dunya. And it is through this one portion of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the entire makhluk, the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to live with one another, is able to live amongst one another. And so this mercy, my dear brothers, is the mercy which descends in abundance during this month of Ramadan. And it is our responsibility that we strive to try and attain this mercy and this forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this blessed month. If we look at the different virtues of this month, many of us are aware of these virtues. We can feel it spiritually in ourselves, that when this month comes, it is easier for us to do good deeds. We are more inclined towards doing good deeds. Everyone is judge and jury for themselves. We can ask ourselves that since the month of Ramadan has started, have I been doing more recitation of the Quran than I had been doing before the month of Ramadan? Has the amount of nafil salah I've been praying, has that increased? Have been going to the masjid more often? I've been praying salah with jama'ah more often, right? These are things that naturally we feel more inclined towards as the month of Ramadan commences. And we feel more hatred towards evil, towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And the reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That when the month of Ramadan commences, then the doors of Jannah are opened. The doors of Jannah are opened and the doors of Jahannam are shut closed. And the shayateen, they are chained up. The Muhaddithun mentioned that the meaning, one of the meanings of this hadith is that it becomes easier for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do good deeds. And it becomes easier for them to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From among the other virtues, many of us may know that one nafil in the month of Ramadan is equal to a fard. And one fard is equal to that of 70 fara'id outside of the month of Ramadan. This is why, my dear brothers, we must make sure that we do not waste a single moment of this month. We make sure that we take the most benefit from this month as we can. First and foremost is we must abstain from all kinds of sin, whether they be minor, whether they be major. It doesn't matter, my dear brothers, if one sin is minor or if one sin is major. We must abstain from both. Just to give a worldly example, if there is a big snake and a small snake, no one will say that stay away from this large snake, don't let it bite you from this, but from the small snake, it's okay. You don't need to stay away from it. No. Rather, it's in human nature that we will try to stay away from both. Similarly, we have to approach the minor sins and major sins with this same kind of attitude. We must stay away from both of these kinds of sins. And on top of this, we have to make sure whether they are huququllah or huququl ibad, both kinds. When it comes to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make sure that we fulfill them, especially in this month of Ramadan. We make sure we pray our five times daily salah. We make sure we fast during this entire month of Ramadan. And we make sure we are fulfilling all of these rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to huququl ibad, the rights of the other servants, unfortunately, this is where many of us may lack. We do not even realize that we are doing something which is causing the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to show the importance of this, of how important staying away from displeasing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from not fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in the hadith which I recited in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعَ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, that whoever does not leave the act of saying evil things, the act of lying, وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and doing evil deeds, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any need for him that he leave his food and that he leave his drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need of such a servant to stay hungry, to starve himself essentially from food and drink. If at the same time he is involving himself in not fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is starving himself, he is staying away from food and drink, but at the same time he is engaging in backbiting, he is engaging in lying, in saying evil things, in doing evil things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any need for this person to stay hungry or for him to stay thirsty. His fast will be thrown back right onto his face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. And number two, on top of this, is we must make sure that we also do tawbah and istighfar. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is to cleanse ourselves from our sins. Throughout all the other months, we stray towards the dunya, towards the worldly life. And we stray away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month as an opportunity to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mend our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives a beautiful example. This before this actually, I should mention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions himself in the Quran. He says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُمْ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. In this ayah, just to quickly give a summary of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the different stages of life that every single human being passes through. We don't have time to go through in detail of every single stage, but the gist of this is that when a human, when he is born, when he is young, first he goes through the stage of playing with his toys, playing with his cars. He grows up a little bit, then he starts playing competitive sports. He grows up more. Now he's into fashion, into having the best clothes, having the best shoes. He grows up more. Now he wants to acquire the most wealth. He wants to attain the most wealth. And then he looks at his children. Who has the most children? Who has the best children? Nonetheless, these are all the different stages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Quran. And unfortunately, through these different stages, we become so engrossed in these stages, my brothers, that we forget about the deen, about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our whole life passes by through these stages. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, that this month we take a step back and we rekindle our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, as I was mentioning, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions a beautiful example comparing this month of Ramadan. He says this month of Ramadan is comparable to the sons of Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam. That just as there are 12 sons of Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam, similarly there are 12 months. And just how Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was the most beloved son to Ya'qub alayhi salam, similarly, the month of Ramadan is the most beloved month to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes on to say that just how the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they abandoned him in the well. They had plotted first to kill him, but nonetheless, then they abandoned him in the well. And then later, the story goes on, when they came to him, Yusuf alayhi salam, instead of taking revenge from them, he forgave them. He said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, he showed mercy, he showed compassion towards his brothers. Similarly, Ibn al-Jawzi رحمة الله عليه states that in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows mercy and shows compassion to his believers. He shows mercy, he wants to forgive the believers. He's giving them a chance that just ask from me and I will forgive you. Then he goes on to state, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, just as how when they came to Misr and they had sought some food, some ration for their family, and Yusuf alayhi salam, he showed them hospitality, he showed them help, he showed them compassion once again. He was one who was a means of remedy for his others, for the shortcoming of his brothers. Similarly, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi states that this month of Ramadan is a mercy, it is a remedy for our shortcomings in the other 11 months throughout the year. That in this one month, if we spend it in the right way, it is sufficient for our entire year. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in one hadith, الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسُ وَالْجُمُعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةُ وَرَمَضَانُ إِلَى رَمَضَانُ مُكَفِّرَاتٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرُ. That the five times daily salah, and the one jumu'ah until the next jumu'ah, and one Ramadan until the next Ramadan, they are a means of expiation of our minor sins as long as one he stays away from major sins. If we spend these valuable moments in the right way, my dear brothers, we can reap the true fruit of them. And we will see the benefit of this, not only in this month, but throughout the entire year. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says that whoever's Jumu'ah is safe from evil, then his entire week will be safe from evil. And whoever's Ramadan is safe from evil, if he does not sin in this month, he stays away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, then his entire year will be safe from evil as well. And then he says, whoever's Hajj, when he goes to perform Hajj, and if his Hajj is also safe from evil, then it is hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his entire life will also be safe from evil. And then the last point that Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi states comparing the month of Ramadan with the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, he says that Ya'qub alayhi salam, he lived with the other 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. And as we all know, that due to this separation, due to his grief, due to his excessive crying, he eventually became blind because of this. But when the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown onto him, his blindness was removed and he was able to see once again. So despite living, when he used to live with the 11 brothers, his blindness was not cured. But when the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown onto him, then his blindness was cured. So Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi states that similarly, if a sinner, if he spends this month in good company, in the company of the awliyaullah, in good suhbah, and he spends this month in the recitation of Quran in adhkar, then similarly his heart, which was hard, his heart will also be softened, and his heart will not remain blind. He will be able to see the haqq. He will be able to differentiate between haqq and batil, and he will be able to achieve the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to achieve in this month. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He has made this fasting compulsory upon us in the month of Ramadan so that we may attain this quality of taqwa. This quality of taqwa where we stay conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, whether we are in public, whether we are in private, whether we are with our friends or we are alone in the privacy of our rooms. And this taqwa, my brothers, it has different levels. The basic level of taqwa is that we stay away from kufr, of disbelief, of associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's the second level of taqwa, that we stay away, we abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all kinds of sin. And all the virtues which are mentioned regarding taqwa in the Quran and the ahadith, they are mentioned regarding this second stage of taqwa. And then there is the third stage, which is attained by the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and the awliyaullah. And this stage is that stage wherein the servants, they have cured their hearts from everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing in their hearts except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this should be our main goal, my dear brothers, in this month, is that we attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't waste our time in this month, my dear brothers. This is a short story. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, he says that there were two brothers who, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the brothers, he would involve himself in more jihad, in fighting in different battles. And so he became a martyr in one of the battles. He passed away. 1 year later, his brother passed away after him. Talha radiallahu anhu, he says, in my dream, I saw both of these brothers. They were at the door of Jannah, and the one who passed away a year later after the martyr, he was granted entry into Jannah before the martyr. So obviously, everyone knows the status of the martyr, how great the status of the martyr is. So he says, nonetheless, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I asked him that the martyr, he was granted entry into Jannah after his brother who passed away 1 year after him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that yes, did he not gain one more year? Did he not gain one more Ramadan? Did he not gain one more Ramadan of fasting? Did he not gain one more year of praying salah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That just from this one Ramadan, he was granted entry into Jannah before his brother who was a martyr. From this, we understand the importance of this blessed month, my dear brothers, that if we spend it in the correct manner, then we will be able to gain the true benefit of this. Just to end off on one last final point, Shaykh Hanif Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, just a few days ago, in his talk after Taraweeh, he mentioned a very beautiful point. He said that in this month, we may see that due to fasting, due to performing Taraweeh Salah, waking up for Tahajjud Salah, you know, it may cause a slight bit of inconvenience to our bodies, a physical toll perhaps. But he says that we should carry out these actions during this month of Ramadan with zeal and with joy and with happiness. We shouldn't think of them to be a burden on ourselves. And this taklif, this slight bit of inconvenience that we may find in this month, this is only temporary. We should ask ourselves, the inconvenience I may have felt of fasting, of tahajjud salah, of taraweeh salah in last year Ramadan, do I feel that now? No, this is only temporary, my dear brothers. But the ajr and the reward of fasting, the ajr and the reward of taraweeh salah, the ajr and the reward of waking up for tahajjud salah, my brothers, this is not temporary, this is mahfood, this is protected, and this is safe by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we will attain this reward in the akhir, in the hereafter. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give first and foremost me, and thereafter all of us, the ability to understand the true blessing of this month of Ramadan and to attain the most benefit from this month. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqih sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.